for this Spring Sports Spotlight on 92.1 KRBLS. I'm Andrew Schneider. Elizabeth Brower is a member of the class of 2021 on Eagle Lane and was expecting to be a part of a soccer team this spring that could have competed for a chance to get to the state tournament. First of all, what was your reaction to the season? Obviously, heartbreaking being canceled and kind of your initial response to that announcement.
Yeah, I was really sad. And mostly I just felt really like sympathetic for the seniors, because I know for some of them, like, soccer was their life. Like, they, like, it was their favorite sport. And I just felt like they were getting something so important for them, like, ripped away.
This is one of the biggest senior classes Coach Buchheit has had. There's obviously a lot of different players, a lot of different leaders. How much of an impact has this senior class had on you as you've gone through the program?
They mean so much to me, and it's really sad that I'll never get to play with them, because I also played sports with them in other sports, and they're just so passionate about what they do, and yeah, it rubs off on you.
When you think now about leadership and all those other things, what do you think that you've learned from this process about adversity that you're hoping that will translate when you do get back to competition?
Well, I would say that, like, I've definitely learned that not every season is guaranteed. And, like, I just want to be, like, the best that I can be for the classes below me.
Are there any sort of, you know, I think we talked a lot about the negatives, but when you think about some positive memories that you have, what are the things that you're thinking about now, maybe from last season when you played, or any other experience that you had that are positive memories that you kind of hope to have some similar things happen when you do become a senior?
I would probably say, well, we made it pretty far last year in, like, the playoffs, and, like, I would really like to sometime or next year do that again, because that was just so fun. And, like, we were definitely the underdogs, but we kept on, like, believing, and yeah.
You're in a family that really enjoys the sport. What's that been like, and have you been trying to bring that when you do have competition and practice?
Yeah, me and Tessa have played soccer together since we were, like, 2, and it's been nice that Coach Buchheit brought the program back, that we could continue playing the sport that we love throughout high school, and then getting to build relationships that otherwise we never would have had.
Obviously, you still have a year left. You still have an opportunity to continue competing if the season is back again next year. What are the things that you'll be working on the most now in the meantime, whether it's other sports or training? And what are the things that you'll be prepared to do, do you think, when the season does come back, for soccer specifically, coming back next March?
Well, for me, I'll be starting doing volleyball in the summer, and then hopefully we'll be able to play that season in the fall. And then as soccer starts in January, we missed this whole past season, so I'll be wanting to do all of the new stuff in January, and then get really pumped for the new season and recruit new freshmen and create a whole new team.
For the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella Christian High School Girls Soccer Junior Elizabeth Brower, I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS.